Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Herzlich willkommen, liebe Serienjunkies, zu einer neuen Ausgabe des Serienbiz-Podcasts. Mein Name ist Hannah und ich bin heute auf der Berlinale bei den Berlinale Series Days. Und ich glaube, wir haben heute den letzten Tag, den Mittwoch, den 26. Februar. Und ich habe einen besonderen Gast mir gegenüber sitzen. Wir werden jetzt auf Englisch switchen und er wird sich einmal selber vorstellen. Also, who are you and what do you do for STARS?
My name is Jeffrey Hirsch. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of STARS and I'm responsible for the global premium service that's called STARS and STARS Play.
You're responsible for everything.
Yes, actually, I am responsible for strategically setting the direction of the company, hiring really good people, and letting them do their job. So
we just saw the panel at the Berlinale series, and you mentioned Outlander a lot of times. And of course, people who know about TV shows know that Outlander is a big STARS show and a very, very successful one. But Germans also know that it's not on STARS in Germany because it got sold to RTL. So how sad are you that you don't have Outlander in the German market?
I'm very sad that I don't have Outlander in every market outside the U.S. It's just a phenomenal show. I think Diana has written some just amazing story in the books, and Sony has done a great job of translating the pages to the screen, and Sam and Katrina have done a great job of just the chemistry between the two of them, the acting, and I think season 5 is the best yet. And it's really the cornerstone for what we've determined our programming strategy to be domestically, which is really great premium content that's focused for women.
That's what we always read about STARS. But if you look at STARS like from the German market and you don't have Outlander, and maybe you don't know that much about the White Queen franchise, it doesn't seem that female, actually.
Yeah, well, internationally, again, we're 2 years into international right now. I think as the domestic slate starts to come onto the service outside the U.S., you'll start to see more of our content on the service, and we'll skew that way. But the domestic programming strategy isn't necessarily what the international programming strategy will be or has to be. I think we're 2 years in. We'll start to learn as we've launched our direct-to-consumer app in 7 countries, as we start to get that data back like we've gotten domestically. We'll look to see what our programming strategy is, and we'll adopt that based on what the consumers are telling us in country by country. I do believe, though, that great content that focuses on women is a great programming strategy, and we've seen that domestically. But it's early days outside the U.S. in the 30 countries that we did, 49 countries that we launched, and we'll learn, and we'll either determine that that's the right programming mandate outside the U.S. or it's going to be something else. I do know this, that our programming is going to be adult. It's going to be very, very great storylines, very authentic and very real. We're not going to be all things to everybody. We're not going to have kids content. We're not going to be ad supported.
No soccer.
No soccer. We're not going to have sports. That we may have a story of a great drama that is the vehicle for which it's told, maybe through sports. But right now, that we really believe that our premium nature of this really high end, adult, authentic content is the right strategy, not only in the U.S. but outside the U.S.
You mentioned also that last year you started the STARS Play app in Germany, and I think in 6 other countries, so in 7 altogether. We realized that before that it was only viewable as a channel at Amazon. And we realized that there were some differences in the language. I don't know if this is something we just realized, or is it something maybe, I don't know if you know this, but there were some languages only on the Amazon channel app and some on the original Stars Play app. Is that something that was like a mistake in the beginning, or is that something that is that there will be more languages on the app than on the Amazon channel?
I think ultimately, what we found when we launched is, you know, we were trying to put it into all the languages we could to get it launched as quickly as possible. And now that as we're launched, we're like you do in the app world, you used to get the little red thing and it updates all the time, and that we're updating it every day. I do believe that, you know, the app, because of the language toggle, gives us a lot more flexibility and experience for the consumer to pick how they want to hear it, what they want to read, what they want to listen. So there's a lot more flexibility just based on the our own app platform than there are on the wholesale basis.
I know you don't give out the subscriber numbers for Germany, and I think you won't give it out probably now. But if I may ask, do you have more subscribers on the app in Germany or more on the Amazon channel?
So we just launched the app in November, and we've been on Amazon for almost a year. So just based on the difference in duration, I would just assume that we would have more consumers on the Amazon platform. But what I would say is what we've seen on the app since we launched it is the acceleration of consumers is really kind of skyrocketing, and we're really pleased with the consumer adoption of it.
You also mentioned in the panels local content. That's very important. Of course, the streamers everywhere are doing more local productions, also German productions. Is a German local production on the horizon? Are you planning for this?
So, again, because we're really, you know, only on Amazon and just launched our app, I think once we are more fully distributed in Germany, we'll start to then turn our attention to doing local productions in the market. As I said on the panel, wherever we pick a piece of content, whether it's Spain, Germany, France, India, Pakistan, it has to be able to play globally for us. Everything we're doing domestically right now, we're looking at it from a global perspective, whether we shoot it in a country outside the U.S., whether we have a very diverse international cast, it has to play globally, and I think that's true of anything we find outside the U.S. We will announce soon two Stars Plays originals out of Spain. We believe those can play well in the UK. We think they can play well in the US and in LATAM. And so it's important for us to find content that plays everywhere around the world, not just specifically to a market. Now, if we find something great that we love that we think is really specific to a market, we may do that. But I would be hard-pressed to say we find something in Germany that probably isn't interesting to a bunch of consumers in the US as well. So
Dark was very successful in the US as well.
So
maybe it will be. So you mentioned Power, the series Power, and I think three or four spin-offs got ordered, which is a lot, I think.
I think it's four.
Altogether?
Yeah, four altogether.
Tell us something about Power, because I think, but I don't know truly, but I think it's not that popular in Germany compared to other Stars show maybe. Tell us something about the spin-offs.
So we've seen Power in Germany actually start to gain in popularity, and so we're excited about that. The universe of Power has a lot of rich story, whether it's Raising Kanan, which is the 50 Cent character Kanan, the prequel story, which is him at 15 in the 90s in Queens, and it's a real mother-son story. So we think it's Patina Miller is going to play the lead, who's a Tony Award-winning actress. We think it's going to just be a great, rich story because no one has really done New York in the 90s. You know, the Twin Towers are still up. It's a great time of birth of hip-hop and music, and it set the tone for what you see now. It's the end of kind of the, you know, 84 was MTV, and now you're in the 90s, and it's just a great period of New York, very rich in story. And then there's two other characters that will get their own shows that come out of the original Power franchise. So you kind of have to think about it like the Avengers, right? Except for everybody who comes out is bad, not good, which makes story better. And so, you know, we've announced that the first spinoff will be this summer. We'll do Day and Date around the world with it, and we think that one, I've seen the first two episodes, I think it's going to be great. And we think it will play very well around the world. I think the days of, you know, U.S. urban content not playing around the world, the world's kind of changed. Borders have kind of been fallen. Technology is showing the world. And so I think, you know, if you look at Power in the U.K., it's one of the top three shows on Netflix. I don't think people would have thought that, 5 years ago, I don't think you could have ever sold Power in France. And now people are watching it like crazy on the app there. So I think the world has changed, and I just think those hard, fast rules that people had before just aren't true anymore.
You also mentioned that Stars is like the number the number three in the US. And do you think Stars can be number three in Germany as well, with players like Sky and like Magenta and Joyn, TV Now, you know, some local or European players that are very, very strong? What number would be like the goal for Stars Play in Germany?
So, look, I think what I said was that we want to be the number three S-spot in the home. So it doesn't need specifically to be number, right? But I still think that's the right place for us to be. We think consumers will have, you know, 4 to 6 SVOD services in the home as people start to adopt this way of consuming content. And because of our premium nature and our price point, we think we'll be number 3, 4, or 5 in the home. And if we do that, we'll can be greatly successful, more than hit our numbers that we've stated publicly to the street. And so, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of places in the U.S. today where we're the number 2 in the home. Most of the traditional cable, we're either 2 or 3. So we feel really good about the strategy. We feel really good about what the consumers are saying about the content so far, which is probably the most important thing. So.
Yeah, I mean, you have great shows also like Killing Eve and other shows like that.
Killing Eve is doing great here in Germany. We're excited about it. So, I mean, you know, we feel a little bit like because Jodie Comer, who's the lead, was on White Queen, White Princess, we feel like she's part of the family. So we're excited to have it.
You mentioned the premium point of Stars, and right now, actually, there are the popcorn weeks from Amazon, and you can get Stars for 99 cents, actually. Is that a strategy you guys push, or is it like an Amazon strategy, if you can answer this?
So, you know, as you get closer to the consumer and start to look more like a retail business, I think you have to start to retail your product a little bit to get people to try it. And so we work almost daily with Amazon, and that was a combination between the two of us trying to figure out how do we want to, you know, bring the product to the marketplace, get people to sample and try it. We've done that here. We actually have currently a sale going with Amazon in the U.S. right now. And so, you know, as you retail your business and really start to become a consumer-focused business, you start to do sales. You know, it's like the red sweater goes on sale on Monday and, you know, people buy it, and then it doesn't go on sale. So it's kind of what we're doing. But we're great partners. They're wonderful to work with. We share data back and forth. And, you know, ultimately we all are incented to be successful, so that makes us work together in a really big way.
So as a last question, we always ask, what was the last TV show you binged, or the last TV show that really you were really into, if you had the time to watch something?
So if I had the time, and I watch a lot because I watch our stuff, the last show that I binged, this is probably not a fair answer, is Outlander.
Because which season, though?
Season 5, because I get them all early, so I binged all of them because, you know, I would say from a, you know... I'm really enjoying right now on regular TV is Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I think that's just fun and entertaining. It happens also to be from Lionsgate, so it's nice. But I think it's just a really exciting, fun show. And, you know, the other one I'm watching is For Life on ABC, which is Curtis's executive producing. And I think that's really great, rich story of Michu's story, and I think it's doing great. So, I try to watch the shows that are kind of quasi-family related, and I think they're great, so...
Maybe one follow-up question to this. Is there a show, maybe like a Hulu show internationally, you really wanted to get and you didn't get in the last year, maybe?
Is there a show internationally that in the last year? Like, I think, as I said, you know, if we could have Outlander internationally, we'd be thrilled. We've been, I think, super successful in looking at content that we want and acquire because of our broad nature of it. So I think there's been very few things that we've really wanted to go after that we just didn't get. I did, like I said in the thing, I sat with somebody today on a show that we got, and I think they were very surprised that Stars came in and took the show away from a very established, traditional European broadcaster. So, yeah, there's not much, you know. We're again, because we're so specific and we're so adult, we're not competing for everything. So, you know, there's been a couple shows domestically that I wanted that we lost, but that's okay. You know.
So perfect, Jeffrey. Thank you so much, and have a great time in Berlin.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here. So.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.